Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Create a brighter future for your employees with Zurich Corporate Pensions. Trust excellence. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more.
Let me bring you to Ukraine now, because Ukraine is saying that it's recaptured ground in Bakhmut after months of Russian gains in the eastern city. The Ukrainian deputy defense minister has said their forces advanced 2 kilometers in a week, which is quite an amount given the fighting there in recent times. They also said that Russia has suffered significant troop losses. Separately, though, Russian military bloggers have also reported Ukrainian advances or troop movements in several areas now. Joining me for more on this development in Ukraine, I'm joined by, from central Ukraine, by journalist Katerina Malofivieva. Katerina, you're very welcome to the programme. You might give me in detail then, around Bakhmut, what gains have been made by Ukraine?
Good evening. Well, indeed, according to the official information, there were advances of 2 kilometers. So in the area around Bakhmut, as far as you know, the fighting there has been ongoing for like 11 months so far, to 10 months so far. And Russians were unable to capture the city. You also probably have seen the devastating images of the damages, destruction of the city. So it's literally the fighting is happening like house for house in that area. But you've mentioned regarding the statement of the Russian bloggers, Russian military bloggers.
Yes.
Indeed, there was information yesterday circulating that Ukraine started moving of the tanks in the northern part, like in Kharkiv region, closer to the Russian Belgorod region. They later rejected that information. They later... Ministry of Defense of Russia also rejected that statement, and later on the bloggers also apologized for that.
So they're saying, and to be clear, are you saying this isn't true? What Russia is saying is that they've redeployed forces to more advantageous defensive positions. Is that incorrect? Or they're simply retreating, is that right?
Yeah, in Ukrainian understanding, that means retreating. You're right. You're totally right. Because we had similar situation when they retreated from the Kharkiv region during successful Kharkiv counteroffensive operation, when they said that they just relocated, redeployed troops to strengthen more the other position in depths of the occupied territory by the Russians.
In a way, we don't have to take Ukraine's word for it either. We can listen to the Wagner Group's leader, Yevgeny Prigozhin. He's saying that Russian forces are fleeing. Isn't that right? And he's in a spat, a dispute with the Kremlin in terms of Russian forces and the need for more ammunition. So it seems they're in disarray around Bakhmut.
First of all, I want to say that unfortunately nobody would able to give you the account of what's happening on the front line in Ukraine, because Ukrainian military authorities, they stick to the rule of silence on the front line in order not to basically affect the conducting of the operations. Secondly, there is a vast usage of the PSYOPs from both sides. So, of course, the military authorities, they say something in order to change the mood and use the disinformation as a tool in order to gain some advances. Because we understand that Russians, who are controlling at the moment quite vast territory, they also... the mood on the front line on their side is quite low, because they're also getting tired of being there.
Okay.
And thirdly, I want to say that we can't really believe the Wagner PMC Wagner leader, because because the Wagner Group is sponsored by the Minister of Defense of Russia. Mm-hmm. So he is acting, the Prigozhin is acting alongside with Russian forces. So yeah. They're using him and all the statements specifically to attract, to bring up some disinformation, etc. So we can't at any way believe him.
Okay, well, that has been found for some time. But certainly Ukrainian forces advancing far more than was the case in recent months. We'll leave it there for the moment. Katerina Malofievieva, journalist in central Ukraine, thank you for joining us.